You hit us where it hurts, and yet we keep coming back for more. That's right, it's time again for your letters. Joining me now for a dive into the mailbag is producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Cool Farage today. How do you do?
I'm surviving the madness. So, Christopher, the letters.
I am one of your avid listeners, writes Elaine Thorne of Riverdale, Georgia. However, as a journalist, you owe it to yourself to research a topic that you will present. Now, let me stop there, Farage, and say Elaine is talking about your conversation earlier this week with NPR's Africa correspondent, Ophebia Quist-Arkton. You two were talking about the recent selection of 7 all-new wonders of the world. Then, Ophebia hit you with a pop quiz.
Can you name the ancient 7 wonders of the world first, Farage?
Absolutely not.
Now, our listener Elaine Thorne went on in her letter to say this. When I heard the challenge, and challenge it was, I said, my girl Farage got that. But you did not, and I was disappointed. Now, you're not a walking encyclopedia, but you owe it to yourself to research your topic. Or, if you're too busy for that, get an assistant. I'm available.
Elaine, thank you for offering your research skills. It would have to be a volunteer position, but, you know, we can talk about it. But the point of the conversation wasn't to hear me ramble off the site slowly in no particular order. It really was a dialogue with Ophebia, who's the expert, so she's got my back. Now, I also had a conversation this week with Arthur Mutambara. He heads the Zimbabwean Movement for Democratic Change, or at least one faction of that political party. His is one of the main parties opposing President Robert Mugabe. Now, while I enjoyed my talk with Mr. Mutambara, listener Desmond Jolly writes, enough of the incessant reports on Zimbabwe. There are dozens of countries in Africa, lots of them as repressive and ill-managed as Zimbabwe. It's possible that the real reason for the West's disdain and determination regarding Zimbabwe is that he dispossessed whites of their lands. I do not admire Mugabe, but like Barry Bonds, he seems to be singled out because he displeased white people. So that, again, is from Desmond Jolly. Now, Desmond, first off, we cover many countries in Africa from many perspectives. Second, I did ask Mutambara about allegations that his party was a front for colonial interest. Third, we did and are reaching out to President Robert Mugabe, and hopefully we'll get him on the air.
Now, last week, Farai, I read you a listener's email that was complaining about your use of slang terms like my bad in your interviews. You apologized if you offended that listener. Well, we got another letter on the subject, this one from Brandon Whitney of Lawrence, Kansas. Brandon thinks you've got no reason to say sorry. He writes, I like you saying my bad. I really like the fact that you're a Harvard graduate that uses my bad. It gives the show character and makes it fun to listen to. That's what's up, Farai. And that's what's up with our letters today, but please keep them coming. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It helps if you tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
And hey, don't forget about our News and Views blog.
You can post your comments there by going to nprnewsandviews.org. That's...